Iowa Republicans held their state party convention this weekend in Des Moines. The party's nominee for governor, former Governor Terry Branstad, got his choice for lieutenant governor, but the convention was not without a bit of division. Matt Strawn is chairman of the Republican Party of Iowa. He joins me in the studio now. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Sarah. Great to be here.
So at the convention this weekend, there was maybe a little more drama than the state party chair would like to see. Your gubernatorial nominee, Terry Branstad, got his choice, Kim Reynolds, for lieutenant governor. But there were a couple of other nominees nominated, Bob Vanderplas and Rod Roberts, although Rod Roberts declined. Are you nervous about the way things went over the weekend as you look ahead to the rest of the race?
Actually, I'm not. And actually, I think what we saw on Saturday is it showcased some of the strengths that we have in the Republican Party of Iowa. Anytime you have a convention setting like that, with upwards of 2,000 delegates, the delegates have a right to speak at what's on their mind, whether it's policy issues on the platform or whether it's the nominations that they're charged with. And the fact that the Republican Party decided that we're going to let delegates actually have a say in how our convention is run, I think speaks to the strength we have and the trust that we put in our grassroots. Now, do you always want a vote and have, your delegates actually competing or candidates competing for the delegates? Sometimes that's not the best thing. But I think our delegates needed to feel that they had a say in the process.
Now, of course, Bob Vanderplas is not totally ruling out a third party run now that he's not been chosen as the lieutenant governor nominee, saying he may still consider running. What do you think are the chances of that happening?
Well, I'm not going to speculate on what Mr. Vanderplas may or may not do. I certainly didn't anticipate after the primary voters decided that he was not the choice of the majority of voters that he would, he and his supporters would actually challenge Governor Branstad's lieutenant governor nominee. So I'm not going to speculate on what he may or may not do. But I will tell you this, that Terry Branstad is going to be the next governor of Iowa, because right now the challenges facing this state, there's one man and one man alone that has a plan to meet the needs of this state, and that's Terry Branstad, irrespective of who else may be on the ballot.
And Matt Strawn, as Republican Party chair, though, what is your role at this point? Are you trying to persuade Bob Vanderplas not to run as a third party?
Well, that's a decision Bob has to make for himself. He has considerations, I'm sure, not just political considerations he needs to make for his political career, but he has decisions to make relative to, to his professional life, and I'm sure those things factor into that decision-making process. But as Republican Party chairman, we're coming out of that convention this weekend with an incredible team in Terry Branstad and Kim Reynolds, and then right down the ticket. This is probably the strongest Republican team that we've seen top to bottom in decades in this state.
But have you had conversations with Bob Vanderplas about this issue?
I talked with Bob briefly at convention. Also had a chance to talk to Representative Rod Roberts, who I think, Iowa delegates really hold Representative Roberts in high esteem. And I think he has a bright future in the party because, he put the party above self in declining his name being put into nomination. Rod threw his full weight and support behind the Branstad-Reynolds ticket. And Rod is going to be an incredible partner in helping us win victories this November. And I look forward to, continued leadership from him in other capacities.
But what was that brief conversation with Vanderplas? What did that involve?
It involved him telling me that he had decided that he was going to accept his nomination and was going to, force the delegates to vote, choose between he and Senator Reynolds.
So if he were to run as a third party, what would be your strategy at that point? Would you be in the position of having to campaign negatively against a former Republican?
Well, I'll tell you what. The Republican Party right now and all our candidates are talking about what their solutions are for moving the state forward. And that involves independent voters. That involves Democrats. Our solutions aren't partisan in nature. They aren't Republican solutions, but they're conservative-based solutions for the challenges facing Iowa. So we're talking to all voters. And I think even if you look at the most recent public polling, Governor Branstad's up about 26 points on Governor Culver. But in that same poll, Governor Branstad enjoys the support of 85% of Iowans who identify themselves as conservatives. So while there may be a few folks that are still unhappy about a primary that was waged on June 8th, I am confident an overwhelming amount of Republicans and a majority of Iowans are going to vote for Terry Branstad this November. And you have to remember, as party chairman, there's probably no one in the state that talks to more Republicans than I do. And the ones I talk to across the state understand the clear contrast that exists between Terry Branstad and Chet Culver. So if Mr. Vanderplas chooses to go that route, that is certainly his choice. But the Republican Party of Iowa, the entire leadership of the party and grassroots Republicans across the state are prepared to do whatever it takes to make sure Terry Branstad is our next governor.
Do you think there's any scenario under which Vanderplas could win as a third-party candidate?
No.
Well, Matt Strawn, thanks for being with me today in the studio.
Great to be here, Sarah.